This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as promised, the conversation continues with our NBA news and notes. And now we're going to head out west. We are delighted to have back with us the beat writer with the Los Angeles Lakers. That is Mark Medina. And he's going to talk about some of the bold moves the Lakers made in the offseason and also give us a hit on how things played out already in the preseason. Good evening, Mark.
Hey, good evening. Always good to be on your program.
All right, so how about that sweet win for the Lakers over the Kings? Give us some of the storylines, and what do you think you learned?
Well, it is a preseason game, so you just have to take it for what it's worth, and that's usually very little. But that being said, I think this was kind of more of an introductory phase for this is Luke Walton's first game. He's trying to lay down the foundation. I think what you're seeing is throughout this season is you're going to see a mix of flashes of good developments, but also some signs that this is a work in progress. They really only won this game because the Kings primarily sat their starters for most of the second half. And you look at some of their star guys like D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, both got into early foul trouble. D'Angelo Russell had more turnovers than assists. And so obviously that's not the start they were hoping for, but fortunately for the Lakers, they had a lot of depth on their bench. Guys like Jordan Clarkson, Tarik Black, and Jose Calderon all played a large part in the team chipping away. But, you know, as far as what to make of this in the grand scheme of things, probably not much. It is preseason after all.
Okay, so Mark, Lakers' new coach, Luke Walton, it was somewhat of a stunning move to start former Sixth Man of the Year Lou Williams at the shooting guard instead of Jordan Clarkson. What was your take on that? What's been the reaction?
Well, I was surprised because, you know, Jordan Clarkson is one of those guys that's part of the young core. They re-signed him to a four-year deal that's $50 million. And you may recall that Byron Scott last year got some criticism for starting Lou Williams over some of his other younger players like D'Angelo Russell. But, again, it goes back to the preseason game. My sense from talking to Luke and around the team, this is more of an experimentation phase where Jordan Clarkson will probably get some starts later on in preseason. But it could be a window into the regular season. Maybe Luke is thinking that Jordan Clarkson would be better off as a player coming off the bench, so he could have more ball handling duties without having to worry about, you know, accommodating to D'Angelo Russell, and also bring in some, you know, more energy into a younger bench reserve than a starting unit. But again, it's preseason, so really hard to really make a big deal of anything at this point.
LA Daily News Lakers beat writer Mark Medina, we love him. He is back with us at the all new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And Mark, reach out to our national audience. Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at MarkG_Medina. Our website's dailynews.com/sports. You know, I'm always given a lot of updates on the purple and gold. There's always a lot of things to read about. So if you follow there, you'll get all the info you need about the team.
You know, I mentioned in the open there were some bold moves made by the Lakers in the offseason. And I have to think, you know, there's a lot of young players that have been a part of this core with the Laker team. It's nice now to be infused and have that positive, steady veteran leadership, like someone you had mentioned, even like a Jose Calderon.
Yeah, Jose Calderon, Luol Deng,
you bet.
Timofey Mozgov. You know, they still have Lou Williams. If nothing else, these guys are going to be good mentors and showing the young guys, you know, the proper work habits. The hope is that they're more than just mentors, that they actually can produce, you know, for the season this year. But that's one of the things that makes this season so intriguing. How much can they rely on their veterans? How much can they rely on their young players? Because at this point, the Lakers do not have a superstar on their team. And in one respect, that kind of gives them a sigh of relief. Everyone can operate on a blank slate. You can kind of see how this development is going to happen organically. But no one knows for sure if they if the Lakers have a superstar in the waiting, or an all-star, or just solid rotation player. So, you know, I think the standard for this season isn't necessarily going to be in wins and losses, but I think there could be some frustration if these guys don't develop as well as they would hope, you know, for the long-term future.
Okay, so how much better will the Lakers be in the 2016-2017 season? They got to be better than 17 games, right?
They have to be better than 17 games, that's for sure, and I know the Lakers are thinking that. But from a bottom-line result, I don't think it's going to be that much. Anywhere between 25, 30, 35 wins. And some of that, I think, has to happen naturally because a lot of these young players that we're talking about, they have an extra year of development and experience. And these veteran players that they got are a lot better than last year. And obviously Kobe Bryant's career speaks for itself. But in his last season, he was posting career lows in shooting percentages. He was battling father time. He wasn't always in the lineup on a consistent basis. So on paper, this team should already be doing better. But the hope is with Luke Walton and with the young guys gaining more experience, that development will accelerate for years to come.
LA Daily News, Lakers beat writer Mark Medina back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we zero in on the Lakers. Talk to me about Brandon Ingram. What has he shown you?
Well, obviously the preseason opener, I think he showed a typical rookie of having some hiccups, maybe some early nerves. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well, missed all five of his shots, but he still brought a lot of value on the defensive end and the effort, and I think the expectation for the Lakers is obviously they hope that he makes a significant impact. You know, so much that Brandon Ingram has said that he hopes to win Rookie of the Year, but you know, in the terms of tempering expectations, I think the Lakers are very mindful of the fact that he may not be having a primary role on this team because they have so many other young guys. And at this point, Luke Walton doesn't have plans to start him. They got Lou Alding for a reason because he is an established veteran who can still produce at a pretty consistent level. And as much as the Lakers have been downplaying the storyline of how thin he is and how much will he be able to play in a physical NBA, the Lakers are mindful of the fact that all rookies, including himself, face adjustments and adapting to that 82-game schedule. And so they're trying to make sure that they parcel his minutes out accordingly so he can not only get through the season healthy, but you know that he is still productive throughout each game.
So, Mark, how much patience should be required by Lakers fans when you're talking about Brandon?
I think patience not only with Brandon, but basically with everyone on the team and with Luke Walton. I mean, even if the stars align perfectly with these guys' development and they're playing as a team offensively and defensively, it's very hard to, you know, to accept that reality that they're going to be facing a lot of good NBA teams in the Western Conference. Teams like the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Memphis Grizzlies, all these teams are much more established than the Lakers, including their backyard rival, the Clippers. And so even if you know, these guys are doing all the right things, there's just a talent deficit right now. So that's where it kind of goes back to the expectations. They're not expected to win a lot of games, but it could still be considered a successful season if they're showing all the positive signs in their own development internally.
You know, Mark, you highlight a number of the teams in the Western Conference. What is your overall perception about just how competitive it is?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I think, you know, if you talk to any person around the NBA, the consensus is, you know, the Golden State Warriors are the team to beat. I mean, they lost the seven games to Cleveland in the NBA Finals, but they did get this pretty big free agent named Kevin Durant. And, you know, there will be adjustments with roles, and, you know, they're going to be the villain of the NBA. But at the end of the day, there's so much talent on that team, so much continuity. And I think more importantly, even if there might be some initial hiccups and roles, all these guys are team-oriented guys. There's not a lot of egos. So I think they're going to be able to accommodate the personalities and star-driven talent on that team. And it'll be fun to watch, but for the opponent, it's going to be a pretty hefty responsibility to give them a pretty good night.
Mark, only about 30 seconds. Give us an update on Derek Fisher. Does he still want to play again? I mean, who's going to sign him if he does?
Yeah, he's going to be an analyst for actually the Lakers flagship station, Spectrum Sportsnet.
Okay.
You know, I know that maybe he was doing some off-season training after he was let go from the New York Knicks as a head coach, but he's very up there in age. He hasn't been playing the NBA for a while. I would be very doubtful that, you know, he would resuscitate his career.
Sure.
I think, obviously, with his latest career move, it's clear that, you know, he's going into the television analyst venture.
LA Daily News, Lakers beat writer, the best, Mark Medina, has been back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here, SB Nation Radio.